the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
This is Eric Larson, Extension Corn Specialist at Mississippi State University. Welcome to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Much of the state's corn crop is now tasseled and is progressing through the early reproductive stages. It's during this time period that much of the crop's yield potential is set. The crop is most sensitive to stress, and it's also consuming as much water as at any point during any time in the season. Therefore, if you have irrigation on your farm, properly scheduling irrigation so that the crop has all the moisture that it needs is probably the highest priority. The crop needs at this time period of the year during the early reproductive stages is much higher than what it was during the vegetative stages that we discussed a couple weeks ago, and also the crop is much more sensitive, particularly to moisture deficits, than it was several weeks ago. So at this time period of the year, we want to use a much more liberal irrigation schedule to supply the moisture that that crop needs in order to sustain itself and maintain a high level of productivity. There are a few ways also for us to do a much better job of scheduling irrigation for corn and other crops for that matter than what we've done in the past. One of the tools that we're using to do a much better job of scheduling irrigation is using soil moisture sensors. One of the advantages of soil moisture sensors is that they collect real objective data. This is in contrast to, say, for example, taking a shovel or a soil probe or an auger out in the soil and literally using your hand to feel how much moisture is in the soil. Therefore, you can use this data collected from your soil moisture sensors in your field to set an irrigation threshold based upon real, scientific, repeatable results. Soil moisture sensors will also measure moisture very deep in the soil, show you where your effective rooting depth is dependent upon the crop growth stage, and also generate data 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can use this data to estimate when your next irrigation cycle should begin, and also adjust your irrigation cycle dependent upon weather conditions or crop growth stage, which will affect moisture requirements for the crop during the course of the growing season. While this new technology is great, there's also a lot we can learn that will help us do a better job of managing the crop more efficiently by scouting the crop during the growing season. For instance, one of the things that you can confirm through using field scouting is how good of infiltration you're getting at various points through the field. That can definitely vary dependent upon the soil texture, where we commonly see substantial problems where we have ceiling silt loam soils that are much more challenging to irrigate. Field scouting can also be used to effectively address a lot of other concerns, including nutrient deficiencies, insect pests, or diseases. For example, the length of corn's reproductive period is nearly 60 days in length, whereas a fungicide application is only going to give you about 14 to 21 days of effectiveness. So I would much rather target that fungicide application timing when field scouting verifies that there is a significant threat of disease development present in your field. Otherwise, the chance of having a favorable response to that pesticide application when there's no threat present in the field is extremely low. I hope you find this information helpful. As always, if you have any questions, always feel free to contact us. Thanks again for your interest.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.